Hello and welcome to Show 74, and this is the gay metal show with Tim and Scott.
Metal!
Hello and welcome to the gay metal show.
It's a gay Euro metal show.
Because
we're playing no American music.
Just all Euro metal.
It's all Euro.
Just like porn.
Yeah. It's gonna like, yeah,
it's
like
Euro porn.
Euro boy.
Euro metal boy.
I'm Scott, by the way, from the Night Nurse Show.
And I'm Tim from the Radio... No, this is my show. I'm Tim from the Radio Glass Show. Jeez, what you're listening to, unfortunately.
But, yeah, sorry, go ahead. I think there's going to be a lot of this.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. And that was... what's playing in the background is a very funny coversion of Europe, with Final Countdown, by Children of Bodom. And we love how the fact that he sounds like he's gargling razor blades.
Because it's not metal.
Because it's metal.
Basically, I think we should tell people where we came up with the idea.
Oh, it was a message conversation.
MSN message conversation.
Yeah, and you were saying about how you're so metal.
Metal.
Yes, and so gay.
And so gay.
So I said what we need to do is do, I think, a radio clash. We should do a Euro metal version. And here we are. Here we are, basically.
And so there's lots of Euro metal. There's some funny Euro metal. There's some metal mashups.
Yes.
And you've got some, because I'm a bit of a metal noob, I have to say.
Yes.
I know bits of old, probably older metal, but not so much the newer stuff. So you're going to...
I brought a couple of newer songs, and... I don't think it's going to be completely representative of everything I listen to, but the whole criteria on picking these songs were that it was kind of camp.
it's very gay.
Yeah, it's camp. So we're calling it the Gay Euro Metal Show, not to insinuate that anybody that we're playing is gay, but that it has a camp sort of quality chosen by a gay metaller. So if you're out, you gay metalers
are
out
you
there,
gayers?
Yeah, are you gayers, metalers? With the horns, man. Horns,
metal.
So, and for the occasion as well, I wore my first ever band top, which is Testament.
It's very for people back. People at home, it's very purple, very black, very green.
Very disintegrated.
Very disintegrated.
You almost see through.
It's got some what looks to be kind of like Neolithic men being attacked by glowing purple demons. Yeah.
And on the back has American tour dates, and it was the first gig I ever went to, which was the opening band was Nuclear Assault. It was then Savatage and Testament.
So why aren't we playing any Testament this show, Scott?
Because it's American. No American.
Not because it's shit.
Not because it's shit.
No, it's very good.
Testament, rock.
Rock.
Rock. Rock. But the first real song we're going to play is
by a gayer.
Is by a gayer. Is actually by a gayer. And if you don't know who we're talking about now, then you're just lost on the metal front, and we're here to educate you. This is Breaking the Law.
That was Judas Priest with Breaking the Law.
Breaking the Law.
Breaking the Law.
Panty Division did a cover of that, didn't they?
Yes.
Which isn't really as metal, because they're more of a punk band, but...
I do like their songs. But yeah, I think that's where I've heard it, because I'm thinking, where have I heard it? Where have I heard it before?
Yeah, it's a Panty Division did a cover of it. But we were discussing on the inlay of the sleeve, because that actually came from a more of a greatest hits, with various hits such as... Painkiller and
Electric Eye. I liked Electric Eye. That's been used in mashups, definitely.
Yeah, and I was more biased for Metal Meltdown or Hellbent for Leather. So
Rob Halford, Hellbent for Leather.
Yeah, funny that.
If you see the pictures inside, he's definitely like Leather Queen. Hello, studs, leather. Mm.
Leather Queen. And also, but the Leather Queen, fuck that. He used to have a profile on World Skins, and there was a picture of his fucking cook.
What's World Skins for people who aren't...
Worldskins.com, isn't it? I think it's a dating website, so...
Dating website, but yeah. for the more extreme girl
metal, yes.
extreme metal girl
for the more extreme queen, and basically, I came across his profile one day, and it was like, oh my god, that's Rob Halford. That's a picture of his penis.
It
was metal. It wasn't bad. It was impressive. I was like, oh, okay, not bad, not bad.
You didn't run to the hills, though.
No, I didn't.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, I nearly messaged him and sort of just sat there and went, hey Rob, I'm hell bent for leather.
I want some wild nights, some wild nights, hot and crazy days.
Yes, yeah. And I want you to come over and give me a touch of evil. That would have been cool. I should have done that. Oh, but a friend of mine did message him. Oh. And he is still in contact with him, and he still gets, like, every so often, he sends him a little message. And, cool. Like, he's like, oh, I'm in Russia on tour at the moment. And it's like, oh my god, he's in Russia, he's still trying to fuck you. That's fucked up. But you know what, though? If Rob Halford wanted some, I'd do it.
I'd do it.
He's a little too old for my taste.
I don't go for the blonde, though. Is that a dye job?
That's a dye job.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's white. He's like 56 or something. 57, something like that. And yeah, I'd sleep with him. Fuck it. How much metal can you get then? Sleeping with fucking Rob Halford. That'd be so cool. But yeah, Rob Halford, very out. Gay meddler, which
he came
is
out
one
after,
of the few,
after he left.
After he left Judas Priest, yeah. He had a big hissy queen fit. I'm leaving, fuck this band. I'm coming out. I'm out the closet now. This is my new band, it's called Fight. Which sucked. And then he did like an industrial project, and then they asked him to come back when the replacement singer sucked. And then they did sort of almost biopic, like the Rockstar with Donnie Wahlberg. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
There was a movie called Rockstar with Donnie Wahlberg, and that was supposed to be loosely based on the events of the lead singer leaving Judas Priest.
Did he come out as being gay in that?
Yeah, he has a big fucking queenie fit and leaves the band. I can't work like this anymore. I have to go. Oh, fuck you all. Get your puff. Fuck off. You've always resented me. I'm the talent. And he leaves, and then they get like this 18-year-old in. But I don't remember the replacement singer Judas Priest had for a little while. They did have a replacement singer, and I can't remember who it was. But
it was that memorable.
Yeah, he was that good. So they brought him back, and they just recently did an album last year called Angel of Retribution. And they did a big tour, and he's still wearing the leather. He's still hell bent for leather, man. He's got all his fucking flying leather chains all over the fucking place, and it's just like, Could you look more gay?
He should be on a sling on stage. That would be good. he arrives from the gods in a sling.
Someone shoves it
with his arse out, going, "Fuck me!"
Someone shoves like a guitar end right up his ass.
Yeah, dildo.
And then he starts going, "Painkiller." But anyway, so the gay Euro show, gay Euro metal show, shall I say? And the next song is, what have we got, Tim?
We've got, what's more gay than Kelly Clarkson?
Nothing.
And so we have to have Kelly Clarkson. And this is a mashup of Kelly Clarkson with a band who I fucking hate, but I like in this form. I can stand in a mashup form. I can't stand Led Zeppelin in a non-mashup form.
I have to
form.
Say, I am a Led Zeppelin fan.
But I just think that, it's just after the millionth drum solo, it's a bit like, fuck off John Bonham and die or something.
I think in America, growing up in America, it was part of your sort of metal training.
So, metal school.
Metal school, rock school, metal school. And it was part of your metal training. And
along with Sweetleaf as well.
Yeah, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, Iron Maiden.
Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. Well, like Wayne's World, you know, where they go into the...
No Stairway.
No Stairway to Heaven, dude. Not in the shop. You know, everyone knows
I've actually
the
seen a musical shop in Denmark Street, you know, Tipan Alley. That actually has one of those signs up.
Yeah.
And
I'm trying to be funny.
And it's funny because it read something like, Stairway, no Stairway, all the usual ones, you know, no Blois the Cult, no Smoke on the Water. And at bottom of someone put, no Streets of London by Roger Whittaker. It's like, no Roger Whittaker. Denied!
It's not rock enough. It's not rock enough.
We don't like the whistling. We can't cope with the whistling. So anyway, this is Aggro One with... Kelly Clarkson with Led Zeppelin.
Everything, it felt so right. Unbreakable, like nothing could go wrong. Now I can't breathe.
time to feel alright for once in my life. Now all that's left to me is what I pretend to be. So together but so broken up inside. Cause I can't breathe, no I can't sleep. I'm barely hanging on.
Thank you.
was Iron Maiden with The Trooper, and before that was Agro One's mashup of Kelly Clarkson with Led Zeppelin, Immigrant Song. And
Iron Maiden isn't really gay, but I think
that... Oh, that is camp. That's camp. I'm sorry. He used to wear leather cod pieces, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
And do archery.
At the end of the day...
And knitting. Sorry, yeah. Metal knitting, I'm sure.
But also, I think you have to also appreciate that it's very over the top.
Very, very, very over the top.
And I saw him at Reading last year, and they were incredible. They were good. And then during that song, you know, he had the flag. He's waving the Union Jack around at the top above the drum riser and everything. And it's just like, yeah, it's always metal posturing, but really, at the end of the day, this is high camp. This is cabaret.
I mean, that's something I didn't really appreciate until you started playing me some more stuff. Because I was thinking, you know, more kind of... Because metal, for me... tended to be the kids at the back of the what you would call, I suppose, the mechanics class or the craft, I don't know what the craft class or whatever it is. I used to do something called design or shop.
Yeah,
I used to do something called design realization, which is like a Ponzi word for what Americans call shop.
Sharp.
And design technology, and it was like the kids in the black t-shirts used to hang at the back.
Yeah.
With the Eddie t-shirts. Yep. In fact, one of them was a good friend of mine, and he actually failed his GCSE art exam because all he did was pictures of Eddie.
Oh, shit.
And he actually went on to become a really good shit hot artist.
Well, there you go.
And he's actually, last time I heard of him, he might move back. He was in LA. Yeah. He'd married someone there and was selling his paintings. And he got into Boris Vallejo, you know, that all sort of like naked. He's straight, by the way, which is really odd since he liked painting a lot of naked men and women and, you know, and that. You just know Boris Vallejo is like the whole kind of like usually a sort of a scantily clad hero with sword.
Oh,
fantasy
really?
Art, yeah.
And he painted them naked?
Yeah, well, he does kind of stuff like that.
Oh, like topless men shit.
Well, kind of, you know, usually kind of the heroes, there's usually topless women as well, you know, right. All kind of like draped.
Oh, forever. Yeah, I understand exactly what you're talking
but
about, right?
But the problem is then he got really good into doing portraiture.
Right.
And he actually, because it's really difficult, so you've got to know about, you know, how to paint people. And yeah. He's actually, Adrian's a really nice bloke, but it's so funny that he failed his first GCSE, you know what GCSE is? It's like, yes. You know, it's like a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Just doing pictures of Eddie, and right. Like they failed him.
Excellent. Right, what have we got coming up next? Now, this has been a hard one for you.
Yes, I had to play something by Sabbath, because, of course, Sabbath, I mean, they lead into that whole Spinal Tap thing. Yeah. And I remember them from when I was a kid, and they were very spooky and dangerous and all demonic and all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
Ozzy, yeah.
You can't go wrong.
Unlike Meatloaf with Bat Out of Hell.
Meatloaf!
they did actually do nasty things to bats as well, apparently. I always think it's a myth, I don't know.
No, apparently he did bite the head off a bat in a boardroom meeting or something. And he was so off his face drunk. But he's done. That's like nothing compared to some of the bullshit he has done. The fact of the matter is, though, that he can't write a book on it because he doesn't remember half of it.
Oh,
yeah.
So
it's like he's
face.
Lost years. The man's lost
oh,
years.
Oh, fucking
hell. Fucking hell.
I can't do it, Robbie. Yeah,
no, I can't do it either. But, you know, it's pretty much all the.
And so I was either going to play Paranoid or this, but in the end I went with the humour, because this is by Borg9. It's another mashup, because I thought I had to represent my mashup peeps.
He does represent the mashup peeps. This is Radio Clash after and, all mashups.
And this is by Borg9, and it's I'm just going to play it, and you can work out what it is.
Hey,
Yes, that's a very Brady Sabbath. That's Borg 9 with the Brady Bunch versus Sweetloaf.
I just don't know what to make of that at all. I'm sorry. Because, like,
evil, pure
Sweet
evil.
Sweetleaf, though, is like one of the most classic. Oh,
that is about tea, isn't it?
It's not about tea.
It's about tea. It's about them drinking tea at the back of a show. Yes, it is. It's a sweet leaf. Sweet. It's about drinking Earl Grey at the end of a metal show. Metal.
Don't destroy my teenage illusion of it being about pot, you know, and people smoking after the kids, just getting high as fuck, man, and being, you know, rock and roll.
And, of course, you played me the Sweet Leaf earlier, and I realised that... I pray everyone's going, oh, duh. But, of course, Butthole Surfer's Sweat Loaf, which then became Satan by Orbital.
That's right.
Is actually a kind of a very strange takeoff of it.
Yeah.
And also, you were playing me some stuff earlier. Who was it? Was it Judas Priest? And I recognised the riffs that were being used as being ones that have been stolen by Daft Punk.
Yeah, that was Electric Eye, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're big metal heads.
Yeah.
And also, of course, Iron Man by Sabbath is actually Brainwasher on the last Daft Punk album. I think Daft Punk. So, because I was thinking they're all baroque little twirls, but they're all metal.
Yeah.
They decided to do in synthesizers, what's so metal.
There's a couple of things we missed out. Trooper was for Kirk, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, we were supposed to dedicate that to you, Kirk, because you want to run to the hills, but that's too fucking pussy, mate. Fuck off. You're not getting that. You're getting the Trooper. And I did make a mistake, and I actually said that this is Radio Clash, therefore it has to be, you have to put the mashup in. But that's not necessarily the case, is it?
No. I mean, probably people will be thinking, oh, why is Tim doing a metal show? But the thing about Radio Clash is this... when I set up Radio Clash, the idea was it was supposed to be Clash against the existing sort of radio authorities and the state of radio, but also supposed to be the clash of different musical styles. And it's kind of like I've fallen into doing a lot of mashups because that fits quite well in that whole thing. But I've always tried to do, especially with the Tim and Kirk shows and this show and a few other shows, try and do stuff which is just totally off that sort of track,
right,
and do different kind of music. Because at the end of the day, I like all kinds of music.
No, that's it. Yeah, you do have an extremely eclectic taste, and you also seem to have a very varied knowledge. Now, I like to think I do, but then when I listen to Radio Clash, I just listen to you talk about these songs, and I'm like, I know fuck all about music at all.
The thing is, half the time I realise afterwards, oh shit, that was a mistake. So it's a few times. And no one corrects me, and I'm thinking, fuck.
Oh shit.
I know enough just to know.
You're spreading bogus information. It's all shit. Everything coming out of your mouth, just shit.
some of it's right, but some of it I'm thinking, actually, no, it wasn't that album, it was that album, or it's that.
Yeah.
I think, oh, I'm expecting people to write in and say, ooh, oh, yeah, that's wrong. And they don't. I'm thinking, oh, oops.
I'm just taking your word for it, dude.
I know.
That's off.
I have the voice of authority.
The voice of Radio Clash. Do not fuck with Radio Clash.
Do you remember that? Oh, so next we have one of yours.
Now, the whole point of picking this song was that I saw the video for it on Scuzz, which is a digital channel for
Scuzz. Is it a metal digital
channel? It's a metal digital channel.
Oh, wow.
Right.
It comes with leather gloves and little steel screens.
Yeah, obviously. Definitely. And body odor. And I saw this video and I thought to myself, oh my god, how fucking camp are these people? And they're Swedish, I think they're from Stockholm, and they're called...
Oh, it had to be.
Yeah. And they wear makeup, and they kind of look like... I think they're kind of like Marilyn Manson wannabe looking like that, but then I think their website kind of went into one when someone asked them a question about, aren't you just copying Marilyn Manson? And they were like, fuck you! You know, we were doing this 100 years before Marilyn Manson, some bullshit. I was like, oh, whatever. But the song itself, I think, to me, is high camp, dramatic, so therefore it fits into what we're doing. You can't get gayer than this, I don't think, when it comes to metal. And this is actually, it's not a bad song. It's all right. So this is the Death Stars, and this is Cyanide.
must be a man. You're up on the borders where a bristles burn in the arms of man. You're on at my bodies and they scream to bite God's head. So face it dark and I'll teach you about fire in the blink of an eye. The ones collide and you know it's pure field that I hide. So face it dark and I'll teach you about fire in the blink of an eye. The ones collide and you know it's pure field that I hide.
That was Cyanide by the Death Stars. And it's, well, my first reaction is it's the music of choice for 15-year-olds who want to blow up their school in a Columbine type way.
Well, it is. It's kind of like...
Those poor children
it's
are
like,
dead.
I know, but it's like metal. It's like a metal boy band. I'm sorry. It's too well produced.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of is. And I so I chose it for the show because it was, it is so over the top. And,
It may as well be Justin Timberlake,
yeah,
as metal.
And it's very Euro. So very Euro. The video, like, they're all, you know, like, with this girl on a gurney, and they're taking her into the hospital, and they're doing funky things to her, and then like, the singer has got, like, this...
What, doing a makeup?
Yeah, probably. She's doing their makeup. And then, like, the lead singer, you know, he's trying to look all evil, and he just looks camp, as far as I'm concerned. And then you look out into, like, the audience they're playing out to, and there's thousands of people, and they're all marching, and it's very authoritarian, and...
Well, I said it was very Rammstein.
Yeah, very Euro.
He just sounded a bit like Liebach as well. I know you're not a big fan of Liebach.
No.
But it was very much like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm going to do it like this.
Yes, it's all very European. And you know, so I thought perfect for the show. Perfect. You've got one.
Oh, well, do you want to talk more about your appreciation of Death Stars?
You want to talk about it? I appreciate the fact that they are over the top.
Yes.
I do. I appreciate that fact. That's
do you remember
like
the website we looked at, the top 10? I have to link to it in the show notes, but it's like there was the top 10, just like totally.
It was like the top 10 worst black metal.
Yeah,
pictures ever.
It's a bit like kind of like Kiss on a real off day with loads of sharp implements. So it's like they all had white faces, white and black faces, and all the really bizarre, silly leather chaps and the large axes.
Yeah, the link's done its rounds. I know that the link has done its rounds.
But there's 10 more. That was funny.
Yeah, and I think the best one was the death metal guy. No, he's like a black metal singer. He's got all this makeup on his face. He's trying to look really menacing. He's on stage and his cock's hanging out of his jeans. His jeans are split and his cock's fucking hanging out.
Oh,
so funny.
Oh, and it wasn't kind of an intentional Pete Burns type moment.
No,
oh, that was pretty disgusting. That picture.
Do you think that was intentional, though?
I don't know. Well, he was wearing a kilt with nothing on. So.
Yeah, I don't think so. But I don't think any. I honestly feel that picture was a Photoshop, and that his balls do not hang that low.
Swing low, sweet
chariot.
That would be a
good
song.
Drink the cyanide.
That would be a good song to do metal along with maybe the Teletubbies theme. I want to hear the Teletubbies theme in metal. So,
yeah, that would be kind of cool, actually. That would be kind of cool.
La la, dee dee, ba-oh. So what we're playing now is actually a rave kind of metal rock hybrid thing, which I got from MySpace. I have to say thanks to Prefer to Remains Anonymous off Gaibo for pointing me towards this. And it's by a band called The Walk Off, and they do this kind of like a sort of a bit like, there's a band called The Klaxons at the moment who are doing kind of like almost indie versions of, or doing indie versions of rave songs. They're kind of from the other end, which they're doing rave songs, but then they're adding extra metal in there, and it's a very mighty good song. And they're not signed at the moment, which is travesty definitely. And they are English because I think they're from Oxford. Yes, from Oxford.
Cool.
So check this out. That was Making the Game by The Walk Off, and you can find them on MySpace. The link will be in the show notes because I can't remember at the moment because I'm crap. So
fair enough.
Well, I know it's either myspace.com/walkoff or The Walk Off. I know, yeah. It's one of those two.
Right. So put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Go to the website, www.mutantpop.net/radioclash.
You memorized it.
Yay. Yeah, of course I did. I shut you out so much on my fucking show. I'm like, Tim's great, listen to shit.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I do appreciate it. And the Night Nurse show is very, very good.
www.nightnurseshow.com.
And I love listening to the Night Nurse show. I've listened to all of them now.
Have you?
Yes.
Even our really shit early ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but they're very good.
No, they're
well,
shit.
Maybe not show two.
but yeah.
Show two, which one was show two?
I think show two or show three was a bit like, you started halfway through the conversation, but it was still pretty good.
Oh yeah, I think there were some editing issues there.
Definitely. Yeah, but no, I definitely, and they're a little bit quiet, but certainly I love the shows.
So that's great.
They're very, what number are you up to? Is it 22?
We just did 24. So we did 24.
I haven't listened to Man, it's called Man Bag. I haven't listened to Man Bag yet.
I've listened to Man Bag.
I've listened to one before.
Man Bag is another...
euphemism?
Another Scott and Steve show.
Okay.
Yeah, because John, you'll find out where John and Natasha were when you listen to the show. So,
oh, yes. Mystery.
And, yeah, you want to find out, listen to the show. So, www.nightmareshow.com. Yay!
Cool.
Yay, promote my ass. one of mine?
Yep.
All right, cool. I think one of the things worth explaining is that I am reaching, Tim, I'm reaching the
old age?
Yeah, the big 3-0.
You're an old man.
I am. I'll be 30 in December, so...
You'll be dead in gay terms.
Do you know what I mean?
We talk about
that on Man Bag, actually. Oh, www.nightnoshow.com. How many times I can get that in the show?
Mutantpop.net/radioclash.
I started listening to metal when I was... 13. So, because I used to watch MTV... And back in the 80s, like the late 80s, with Adam Curry on it. Adam Curry.
Did he have an afro?
No, he didn't have an afro. But no, he had like a Europe hair.
Oh, like Europe perm.
Yeah, like Final Countdown proper hair.
Oh my god.
And he was very skinny, he still is. And he always wore leather trousers and a leather jacket. We're talking the early 80s, and he must have been about 1920 when he was doing these.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I meant to ask him when we met him, but yeah, I just said,
dude, who did your hair?
Yeah. Why did you allow them? Why did you fire them? No, and I asked him, I said, why did you have to play Living on the Prayer so fucking much? Do you know what I mean? And he was like, I know, dude, I know, I'm stoned. And he was fucking stoned as fuck. Adam, you fucking pothead. Anyway, I was like, Adam, I want to talk to you. And I really didn't know what to talk to him about. Anyway, fucking, that is so besides the point. Anyway.
Anyway, you're reaching the big 3-0.
So, yeah, I'm reaching the big 3-0. I started my rock years with... Adam Curry, It's All Your Fault, thank you. Playing his Motley Crue and his Rat and his Faster Pussycat and his Bon fucking Jovi. And then I realized that there was actually harder music out there. And I think one by Metallica then saw me on a slippery slope down to hell. And I started listening to metal. And I went through the phases of a thrash, so Testament, Metallica, Nuclear Assault, all that sort of Suicidal Tendencies, Exodus, and listening to then death metal like Cannibal Corpse and Obituary and Napalm Death and Carcass. I loved Carcass. And then, you know, then sort of mellowing out a little bit with the whole grunge thing. And, you know, so I've taken these waves and peaks and troughs and stuff like that. I've always been traditionally metal, though, and finding out my roots, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, and such.
But now you've got onto the AOR of metal, haven't you?
I think I have, you know. And this band that we're going to play next, I'm just sort of building it all up now. This band next...
Building it down.
Building it down.
Destroying their cred.
Well, they're really big with the kids at the moment, this band, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, down with the kids.
Down with the Cygnid. No, that's disturbed. We're not going there. They're American. And most of the metal I do listen to is American. So this was a case, though, we weren't going to do that. And so this is one of the best European bands out at the moment, rock bands. They've got like 6 or 5 albums already. So don't email and say, they sound like Evanescence, because Evanescence are copying them, right? This is off a brand new album called Karma Code. And it's Lacuna Coil, and this is Iron Tree.
Oh,
That was Our Truth by Lacuna Coil.
Yes, from Karma Code, which is just came out a few weeks ago.
New shit.
Yeah, new shit. I love the album. That album I bought recently, and I bought the latest Tool album called 10,000 Days, which is just as fucked up and bizarre as Paranormal for Tool. So, but Tool are American. We could not play them, and their songs are about
Well, people keep going on about Tool. I've never checked them out.
Check them out, Tim. They're very, very...
I did like Nine Inch Nails, but metal.
No. They're very progressive. They're very, very progressive. I'd sort of almost go, like, down that whole Rick Wakeman of metal. Like,
that's scary.
Yeah, like, that's really, like, it's really off. It's really, like, out there. There's no real tune to them. They're out there. They're very out there, but they're very...
The prog rock of metal. That puts me off. That really does.
Don't be put off by that. Don't be put off by that. So check them out. All right, I'll do you a copy.
Definitely.
So then you haven't bought it, and you can throw it away if you don't want it. So
I keep my bootlegging cred.
Yeah. I don't own Tool. Fuck that. No, I don't own anything of it. Fuck that. Who are they? Tool? What? You talking about my cock? So, I got a Tool.
Oh, back to Rob Halford. But you can say further about Lacuna Coil, how you like Lacuna Coil?
I like Lacuna Coil.
Is that what you want to say?
Yeah, I don't care if I'm 30 and I like Lacuna Coil. But I think, yeah, Lacuna Coil, a Tool at the moment, Avenged Sevenfold at the moment. So yeah, just some bands I'm listening to at the moment.
I must say that did remind me of Killing Joke.
Yeah,
and it reminded me a lot of Spitfire by Prodigy, especially that sort of Eastern sort of chanting, which is, I think, when you were going to the tracks, part of the reason I was like, yes,
yeah.
I like that. And it's
because I had a few other tracks of mine off the album, but you were definitely, that was on the Underworld soundtrack for the latest Underworld film.
I haven't seen that, was very soundtracky, very soundtracky.
Well, my boyfriend reckons the whole album sounds like a soundtrack album. So maybe they are very kiddified, and I'm just trying to justify my like for child music by playing Death Stars and Lacuna Coil. I watch too much Scuzz TV. I am a child.
Scuzz TV. That does sound pretty dire.
I'm a spooky kid.
But the thing is about that is that it's it did remind me of Evanescence when you pointed it out.
Yeah.
But it is kind of a bit more harder and bit less Linkin Park, which is a good thing.
Yeah, there's none of that. It has a male singer, but he doesn't come in and go, yeah, yo, I'm so hard and I'm on a metal tune
and I got baggy pants and chains and I'm Fred Durst.
Yeah,
yes.
No one likes me.
Kicking, rolling, whatever. You get me.
Like, everyone hated Fred Durst, but I'll tell you what, I would so do him.
I know, you were telling me about the videos, but I wouldn't. He's a scuzzy motherfucker.
He's scuzzy, but his cock isn't too bad.
It's all right. That's what they all say. But I just want to say, can I slip in another mashup?
All right.
I know. We're
going to go over time.
We had this big thing about only four songs. Four songs each. And I know this is really bad to actually slip in this mashup. I know, it's just going totally over time.
All right.
Okay, so this is a very good mashup. It's probably the best metal mashup I have. It's Napalm Death versus Electric Six, so it has the gay reference in it.
Brilliant.
And I hope you enjoy it.
Okay.
And that was the mashup. Let's hear it again. Short and sweet.
I did a show on Virgin Megastores Radio once. It was when I was working for Virgin Megastores, and they did staff room sessions, and they let people that work there have a go for a couple hours on the Virgin Megastores radio, VMR. So I had a go. I did a 2-hour show, and I actually played
You Suffer.
You Suffer. Yeah, I actually played that.
Yeah.
I actually played that. And I forgot what I played before that. And here's Napalm Death with You Suffer. Boom. And then I went, and then coming up next, you know, I just sort of did it, you know, so naturally, like, it was no big deal, you know. And we had people actually emailing, going, I cannot believe you played Napalm Death on, you know, to, 100 stores throughout the UK and Ireland. And I was like, I am metal.
Yeah, you have to do these things. Yeah. You have to do these things.
I think, actually, though, I think the next song I played was You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer.
Oh, that is classic. So if you start stuttering one into the other.
I literally went, here's Napalm Death, you suffer. And then I went, and for something completely different, you can't touch this. Yeah, so brilliant.
Oh, well, I've got to say who that was. That was by Freelance Hairdresser. That's the name.
Freelance Hairdresser, right.
Yes, because there's a mashup person called Freelance Hellraiser, as Roy, and there's Freelance Hairdresser, who's a spoof mashup artist.
Really?
He just does spoofs of mashups, yeah.
Oh. Does he know the other one?
Yeah, they do, because right? Freelance Hairdresser was a few people, but actually it's Soundhog. But Ben Soundhog, but it was actually, I think one was done by French blokes. They kind of took turns. It's mostly Ben, and I think you can get that at www.thefreelancehairdresser.co.uk. I think that's the address. Check the show notes.
Right.
And you wanted to do a shout out.
I got to do a shout out of my peeps on the Night Nurse show. To be honest, this is not just a blatant plug, but they're going to listen to this show. So Natasha, John, Steve, I love you all. Mwah, 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 mwah. That's me getting all
good. I have to say, I do love listening to those guys. And
you haven't met them yet.
I want to meet Natasha. I know everyone wants to meet Natasha, and you know, I know you might be careful what you wish for, but I want to meet Natasha.
Everyone loves Natasha, and I know you want to meet John as well.
John's
a big fan of this show. So.
Definitely.
So a big shout out to John.
I spoke to him on the phone. And he's like a lovely bloke.
Yes, so. John's wicked. So so Natasha, John, Steve, big up yourself.
We love you.
You get me. Then we got our last song, haven't we?
Yeah, this is off the, back in the mists of time, which is probably only about 4 years ago, there was a group of Swedish metal artists that decided to do an ABBA tribute, and it's called the ABBA, the Metal ABBA Tribute, or ABBA Tribute to Metal, or whatever it is. And it's got acts like Therion, Red Cross, and people like that on it. And this is by Metallium, and it's Thank You for the Music. And I have to say, this is going out to Jeb of 50 Pound Note, who originally did
a metal show,
which
metal podcast.
I think when you said, "Oh, let's do a metal podcast,"
you instantly went, "Listen to this show."
Yeah.
And I did listen to it, and Jeb, that was fucking rocking. It fucking worked
definitely.
For me, dude. It did work for me, and he really mashed it up. That like he threw a lot of different
quite like industrial genres, different
genres of rock, and he even played the Donnas, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. It was very, very good. Are we finishing after this? Is this our last song?
This is our last song. So
thank you.
Thank you
for having me on Radio Clash. This has been wicked.
It's been brilliant.
This is so kicked every show with Kirk on it. Sass. Fuck you, Kirk, motherfucker.
I don't know if he'll listen to it, but I'll have to point him the link.
Doesn't he listen to every show you do?
No.
He's an asshole. He's supposed to be like your best friend.
He doesn't listen to podcasts. That's what was so funny about introducing to Adam Curry.
Really?
He just has absolutely no fucking idea
who Adam Curry is.
Or anybody at that podcasting meet. So that's why he could wear a real Roger Smalls
thing.
Yeah, because
he didn't give a fuck.
Because he actually didn't know who Roger Smalls was. And that's what made it so the more funnier. And as Kurt would say, and then the hilarity ensues. So it was classic.
Oh, no, well, Kirk's going to have to listen to this show.
Yeah.
He's going to have to hear his competitions. Like.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I'm being a pod whore. I'm going out with other hosts. Ha, ha, ha. You'll be replaced.
Podmore.
I got a new word. Podmore. I'm a pod slut.
So Madge Weinstein's still going to nick that.
Oh, she better not. She better not.
If she nicks that, you have to go and Eat This Hot Show.
Oh, yes. That's what's going to happen.
Hear that, fucking Madge. Get Tim on Eat This Hot Show, for fuck's sake. Or me. Right, we want Tim on Eat This Hot Show.
Oh,
he's mincing all fucking puffs. Fuck that.
Oh,
get him on there.
Oh, that would be funny. That would be funny.
Tim on.
Can you imagine me and Reagan Fox?
Reagan Fox.
I'll be
is
like,
my, no, I love Reagan Fox. Leave Reagan Fox alone. I played. I sent him an audio comment. He played on his show. I was
over the
fucking moon. I was over the moon. And I didn't plug my show. That's how nice I was. I was like, I am a listener to your show. I won't even plug it. And you know what? If by any chance he gets to hear this, it's his birthday, 30th birthday on Tuesday. I think we say happy birthday, Reagan Fox.
Oh, happy birthday, Reagan Fox.
Happy birthday, Reagan Fox. Definitely. I love you. I love you so much. I love you.
And anybody who's not part of the whole QPodder crowd is going, what the fuck? go to QPodder.org and you'll
find
see the
people.
Shows, all these shows.
Find these people.
Show
if you don't know people. Who Madge Weinstein is and you listen to podcasts.
Where have you been?
Exactly.
Exactly. So anyway, so this is Thank You for the Music by Metallium.
Thank you for having me again.
No
Seriously,
problem.
I've had a great time.
It's been a good one.
It's been fun.
It's been emotional.
It has. I'm just going to get really emotional right now.
Because we're going to get to the whole lighter waving
definitely,
moment.
Definitely.
Can you feel the emotion?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It's beautiful. Oh. I think we should leave this for Jeb now.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
I'm nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they bring in. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song? Says I was a dancer before I could walk. She says I began.